Morning, Dan Casey is here, the executive director of the Economic Development Alliance of St. Clair County. We can just keep talking about the Final Four if you want to. Good morning,
sure.
Dan.
Morning, Paul.
That was quite a game yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, that was a heck of a game. I really enjoyed watching it, and congratulations to the whole Spartan Nation.
Absolutely, and I tend to be more of a Michigan fan than a Michigan State fan, but I'm going to root for Michigan State. This is good for Michigan, isn't it?
Well, I think when you get to this point in the tournament, you know, the first thing you do is you want to support your state, and then you want to support the Big Ten.
Yep.
And it's been a couple of years since we had a team. Well, last year Michigan obviously was mm-hmm. in the final game, but it's been a couple of years since the last time we really had a first place.
Yeah,
a team that was going to win the whole thing. And not saying Spartans are going to win it this year, but they sure seem like they're in a good position.
Boy, they absolutely are. They're a well-coached team and a lot of fun to watch and a great game yesterday. We want to talk a little bit about graduates who graduate from college, whether it's in Michigan or outside of Michigan, and they take off and they leave the state, and a lot of them are deciding to come back, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I think the environment is really good for, mm-hmm. for young people to come back. We obviously the key factor there is that we have a lot of older people that have been in the workplace for a long time, and they're starting to retire. And then we have the other fact that which is that younger people are choosing not to have as many kids, and so the death rate is actually exceeding the birth rate. So bottom line is that there are more jobs available and more coming available in the future. So it's really a great time for young people to come back.
Well, yeah, you're right. We need people in Michigan to be economically successful, to move this state forward. And St. Clair County is kind of leading the way when it comes to attracting people back, isn't it?
On a per capita basis, yeah, we are the number one county in the state of Michigan for net migration of young people from leaving college, coming back to the area. That stat, while it's a little surprising that we're the top county, I'm not surprised at all that a lot of young people are coming back. I mean, we've seen a lot of anecdotal evidence of that over the last couple of years, really the last 3 years, I think. And you can see that some local examples where you can see that trend occurring is with loft development. And the fact that, you know, someone announces they're going to build a loft and they immediately have a waiting list, mm-hmm. right? So that's the key demographic group for that type of development. So that's just one indicator. But we've also seen an uptick in hiring in the last couple of months in particular, where the job openings are not staying open as long as they were. So in other words, they're being filled at a faster rate.
I mean, the thing that's really going to attract people back, other than the fact that we've got, you know, beautiful waterfront here. We've got lofts and cool restaurants and shops and things like that. And their mom and dad may live here in the area, but they need good, well-paying jobs. And we're starting to get some of those here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are starting to get some of them here. And you know, it's also interesting when you look at national trends that the types of jobs that are available to people are also changing. Mm-hmm. We're becoming even more of a high-tech society than we were before, which really works well for young people coming out of college. I mean, when my daughter was in high school, I was shocked to learn, you know, that they were designing websites and, you know, creating PowerPoint presentations and video presentations and things that when I was in high school, we didn't even have the option to learn mm-hmm. how to do those things. So that just means that young people are coming out of high school, going into college or into a career, and they're better prepared for the type of jobs that we're seeing.
There's also a lot of jobs where you can do it from anywhere. You don't necessarily need to go into an office and punch a time clock. You're, you know, opening your laptop, and you might be in, St. Clair. You might be in Royal Oak. You might be in Chicago, and so it gives the person doing the job the opportunity to really choose where they want to live.
Yeah, Paul, that's a great point. I think what we're going to see more of in the future is people that can work remotely going to areas where there's a high quality of life or there's an asset in that community that they really appreciate and want to be around, such as the water.
Yeah.
Right. So anybody that's okay with a colder climate that loves the water, I mean, this is the place you're going to go.
Sure.
Right? It's close enough to Metro Detroit that you not only do you have the jobs here, but you have the entire labor market available to take jobs in the greater Detroit area. So you can get a great job You can live in a great place. You can work from home. All you need is high-speed internet. And so that's a trend that we see going forward. Our high school system needs to continue to adapt their curriculum. And some of the great things they're doing in the Port Huron School District, for example, with the STEAM labs, you know, more of that is needed because that's going to create the environment that younger people appreciate and want to work in. And you can have those same things from working at home, of course.
Community Foundation here in St. Clair County recently started offering incentives to graduates from St. Clair County to move back to St. Clair County. And I think other communities are looking at that and starting to offer similar incentives too, aren't they?
Well, it's a big competitive environment out there, especially in a tight labor market. You know, people are mobile. These days they can go wherever they want. They pick the lifestyle that they want and the place they want to live, and they go there, and they actually find the place they want to live before they worry about the job. You know, when I was first coming into the labor market, it was exactly the opposite. You went where the jobs were, right? So today people are making those choices, going where they want to live, and then finding the job. And again, we're in a really fortunate location, I think, for that, because young people have a lot of choices that they can make in terms of where they want to work. As long they want to drive a little ways, you know, some people love to drive, so they can certainly work all the way over to the west side of Metro Detroit if they wanted to.
How do we reach them? How do we market this area to them and let them know what we have here, and that hey, you might not work in St. Clair County, but we sure think that you'd like to live here.
Well, I mean, I think social media and digital platforms is the way to go. That's what we're doing at EDA. That's how we try to reach young people. As you know, we have a talent attraction strategy that we've implemented since last June. We have a jobs board on our website, and we're posting, you know, the more difficult to find jobs. At any given time, we have as many as 90 jobs posted on there. And like I said earlier, they're being filled quicker, at a quicker rate. But then when you use social media and, you know, digital advertising, and you go to the places where they're going to school, where they're going to college, to market them, and then you use social media to try to get the word out to their families, and then, you know, obviously it filters down to the young people. Mm-hmm. And I think the key for us in our region is just building the narrative and reminding people of what a great place this is to live and to raise a family.
Yeah, absolutely. We know it. We've got to let everybody else know it too, right?
Yeah.
Dan, thanks for coming in. I always appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.